102.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Nothing can put a damper on a first date like getting into legal trouble.
What?
Whoa. Right? I know for me, personally, I had an experience a while back. I set up this big romantic evening. So I ended up going, I pick the girl up from work, pick her up just on the street there, and then we go for a drive. What? And the next thing I know, I'm in handcuffs. And the officer's talking about solicitation or something.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, completely screwed up my date. I didn't even get to finish the date. And of course, I never heard back from the girl. So yeah, getting in legal trouble is always an issue on a first date.
I hate that.
It was terrible. I had such a nice evening planned, too.
You are such a romantic at heart. It's insane.
Well, Kyle, who's on the phone to do a second date update today, got into a little bit of legal trouble on his date.
Whoa.
Maybe not as bad as mine, but still, he had an issue with law enforcement. Kyle, how are you?
I'm okay.
You're not calling us from a jail cell right now, right, Kyle?
No.
Okay.
Okay, good.
What sort of legal trouble did you get on your first date, Kyle?
It's not crazy or anything. It was just a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
But,
oh.
I mean, like, in the middle of a date, you know, having a cop stroll up to you and start acting all weird, probably, yeah. You know.
I know, I wanted to make it sound like Kyle was arrested. He wasn't. He just got a speeding ticket on his date. But he does think that's the reason she's not calling him back. We'll get to the speeding ticket stuff in a second, but how'd you meet this girl?
I was at this birthday party for a friend of mine, and we started talking and kept talking and kept talking, and it seemed like, you know, there was something cool happening. So
cool.
And what'd you guys do?
So I went and picked her up, and I wanted to take her to this nice restaurant that I know outside the city because you have some time to talk on the way there, and then you can talk to the restaurant. And
yeah, that sounds terrible to me. That's the worst thing about dates to me is all the talking. Just so much talking on this.
You just want a quick drive-through and call it good.
Gotta be awesome. But I see where you're coming from there. You want to have some conversation with the girl, I guess. That's a fun thing to do. So you guys clicked, and you had a good time. What's her name, by the way?
Sarah,
all right. And your email said that you think the speeding ticket is the reason she's not calling you back. Why is that?
Well, it's just like after the speeding ticket, things got really weird because it happened on the drive home.
Yeah.
What's really weird mean?
You know, you got those weird spaces in conversations where everyone's sort of trying to think about what they should say.
I hate that.
And your speeding ticket wasn't like you were going 100 miles over the speed limit or something scary, right?
No, it wasn't crazy. I was doing like 80 in a 65.
All right, that's not terrible.
Were you rude to the cop or something? I'm just trying to think of why her attitude.
No. But I mean, I just got a speeding ticket. So, of course, like, it sort of put me in a bad mood. And I just, when I get in a bad mood, sometimes I just get quiet. You know.
So you were the reason for the awkward silence in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just got a speeding ticket. Are you ever not in a bad mood after you get a ticket?
I get so many speeding tickets, I don't care anymore. I have a lawyer who takes care of them, so I'm good. It doesn't bother me. But I do understand where you're coming from. I guess it could kind of piss you off a little bit. How did everything end with her?
It was just a little awkward. Mm. I dropped her off and tried to go in for a kiss, and that sort of didn't really happen.
Did you do, like, the awkward, still in the car reach kiss?
Yeah, it was, you know, one of those weird, can't quite find the right angle, and by the time you think you do, she's already gone. So
I have that happen to me quite a bit. If I'm out on a date, like, I'll lean in to kiss her in the car, and she's out by the time I just make out with the air. Hey. I'm still kissing somebody. It wasn't a fail.
It's
what you should have done. Yeah, so it could have been that you were just awkward after getting your speeding ticket, and she was like, oh, man, this guy.
Sure, but I mean, like, stuff happens, and I just really hope that I didn't screw this up completely.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, all right?
Thank you.
All right, man, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
All right, Kyle is on the phone with us, and today he wants us to call a girl named Sarah. Apparently, they had a great date. Everything was going well. The only thing that he can think about that could be the reason that she's not calling him back is that on the way home after dinner, he got a speeding ticket, and in his words, he got a little grumpy, and he said the ride home after the speeding ticket was very awkward. He ended the night without a kiss or anything. She just got out of the car and hasn't talked to him since. Kyle, I don't even think we need to do the second date update today.
Wait, why?
Because I think I know why she's not calling you back. I think I figured it out.
Uh-oh.
really.
I do. Mm. Here's my theory, Kyle.
So
I think that she set you up. Here's my theory. She sees Kyle, meets him at a party, woos him into taking her out on a date. And she knew the exact route you were going to take on the freeway to take her home. And she knew that you were going to be going 80 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone. She knew that. You know why she knew that? Because the cop that patrols that area is her ex-boyfriend. And her whole goal was to get you to speed through there to get a ticket so he could give you a ticket and be jealous that she was out on a date. Now she's back with her boyfriend. We don't even need to make the phone call. I just figured it out. Don't waste your time on her.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
That is quite a master plan, Jubal. I don't
know. You sure you still want to do the call?
I'm amazed that you think that I'm worth all that effort.
And probably the fact that the cop was like a 50-something-year-old man with a big belly.
Don't judge who people date. All right, Kyle, I'm going to make the phone call for you anyway and see why she's not calling you back. But if I'm right, you owe me money. Okay?
You got it.
All right. I'm going to dial the phone number right now and see if we can get her on the phone. Probably hanging out in that cop's bed right now. Just a user.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Sarah, please?
Yeah, this is she.
Hey, Sarah, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning, the radio show. Okay, that pause would lead me to believe you have no clue who we are. We host a morning radio show.
Okay.
And one of our listeners recently emailed us about you and asked us if we could get you on the phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
His name is Kyle, and you recently went out on a date with him.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Well, Kyle told us that you're not calling him back, and he hasn't seen you since the date, and he would really like to see you again, but he's wondering why you won't go out with him. He did tell us that he got a speeding ticket on the way home, and he also said that he thought things got really awkward after that between you two.
Yeah, I would say awkward is a understatement.
Was it good up until that point? Was he right on that?
Yeah. I thought Kyle was a really nice guy until then.
Until the speeding ticket.
Yeah, after the ticket, he just got really quiet, and...
Let me ask you a question. Was it quiet, like I'm bummed out quiet, or I want to murder somebody quiet? There's a difference.
Like, I don't know him that well, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, but if he just got a little quiet, I mean, you guys had had, 3 hours at this point of good times together? How could it cancel it all out?
Well, I was trying to calm him down or get him to ease up a little bit on himself. Mm-hmm. And I told him, it's okay. It happens to everyone. And he replied, no, it doesn't f-ing happen.
Doesn't happen to me. All right. That's kind of rude.
Yeah. And after that, he tried to blame me. He told me it shouldn't have happened to him because I was distracting him.
What?
He said he blamed you for the speeding ticket?
Yeah, and I was like, are you serious? You're really going to blame this on me? But he was acting so weird that I just said, okay.
Whoa.
How were you distracting him? I'm curious as to how he would try to blame it on you.
Honestly, I have no idea. I was just in this car with a guy that I'd only known for a couple hours, and I would just say anything to get out of there.
Yeah.
Like, he was that scary mad?
I mean, he was just kind of a d*** for blaming me, saying that I was the reason he got the ticket. Like, that made me feel like
Yeah, that's kind of rude. I couldn't imagine being on a date with a girl, I get a speeding ticket. I'm like, it's all your fault. Yeah. If you wouldn't be talking. See, you women are always just talk. Never shut up. That's how I get speeding tickets.
The worst part was that he asked me to pay for the speeding ticket.
What? How did he even say something like that?
Well, he says, don't you think you should cover some of it?
What did you say?
I just said that's fine because I just wanted to get the hell out of that car at that point.
Yeah, you're like, all right, whatever. I'll pay anything to get out of this date right now. I can't believe he would actually say that it was your fault and then ask you to pay for the speeding ticket.
I mean, that's, yeah.
Maybe you misunderstood him. Maybe he was joking with you.
If he was, he's really bad at joking.
I mean, he said he tried to kiss you at the end of the night. He.
Oh my God, I didn't even know he tried to kiss me.
That's awesome. You were just like gone from the car. Sarah, thank you very much for telling us what happened with Kyle. Definitely let him know.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, actually, you know what? He already knows because he's actually listening on the other line.
What?
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my God.
Sarah, you know that's not how it actually happened. That's not how this went down.
Oh, so you didn't blame me for getting a speeding ticket and you didn't ask me to pay for the ticket?
All I said was that you were very distracting, and I don't know a girl who would not take that as a compliment.
What?
Maybe take it as a compliment until you ask her to pay for the ticket.
Yeah. She was in the car. She was distracting me. It's what I'm surprised that she didn't offer to help pay for it.
Are you kidding me, Kyle?
Sarah,
my foot wasn't the one on the pedals, and I was just sitting there talking to you.
Recall correctly, you were telling me that you just had to get home really quickly. There's a reason that I was speeding.
It's all your fault. Sarah, it's all your fault.
Kyle, I have to ask you something. Are you just trying to get me on this radio show so that you can try to talk me into paying your ticket?
That's a good question.
I was trying to get you to go on another date with me because I thought it was great, but now you're being sort of a bitch about this.
Yeah, I'm the bitch. Kyle, you're such an ignorant ass.
Kyle, I don't get it.
Sarah, I think you are just a straight up dinner from a guy who's driving you all over the countryside, and then you won't even give him a f***ing kiss at the end of the night.
Because you told him to pay half your speeding ticket.
It's what you do.
It's not what you do.
Hey, at this point,
how can you be a guy that thinks that you're supposed to pay for a woman's dinner and you still want them to pay for a speeding ticket? That makes no sense.
I just yelled out like a couple $100. I mean, come on.
Oh my gosh.
I would love to ask Sarah if she will go on another date with Kyle. Sarah, are you still on the phone or do we lose you?
I'm here. I'm speechless.
Sarah, would you like to go out with Kyle again or pay for a second date?
No.
Okay.
Oh my God.
You know what? Stay speechless. All right? You're better that way.
Oh, man.
Escalated quickly.
Kyle, obviously no second date, and I don't think you're really too upset about that now.
Nope. And you said you'd pay for it, so why don't you pay for half my ticket now?
Yeah, right.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.